Tip today, in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Robina Maha, good Pat, and welcome back to the second hour of Tip Today. Listening around to say I was in two pubs in a North Tipperary town last night, and I left. It was very uncomfortable. There were people sitting at the bar. Staff not checking COVID passports at the door, staff not wearing masks. It seemed to be a free-for-all, as if there was no restrictions, everybody walking around and mingling with no masks. Can the guards not check these premises? This is one of our listeners. Another listener saying, and this got a bit of traction on social media last night, saying, I can't understand how Micheál Martin spoke at the Sean Tracy commemoration in Kilfeacle when he's blatantly celebrating partition of our country by sending two ministers to Armagh, and Tracy wouldn't tolerate such two-facedness, says one of our listeners. So, as I said, that got some traction last night. How do you feel about that? The Taoiseach, of course, he did visit Kilfeacle yesterday afternoon as part of the events to mark the centenary of the War of Independence. 083 311 3311. Now, Aoife Hanrahan from Clonmel became the first Irish woman to stand on the podium at the European Freestyle Kayak Championships, winning bronze. The championships took place in Paris, and the victory on Saturday the 6th of October. I'm delighted to say that Aoife is joining me now online. Good morning to you, Aoife.
Morning, Fran. How you doing?
I'm very well, but more importantly, how are you doing? A major congratulations to you. You must be delighted with this.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're absolutely over the moon. And we had Dave as well from Kilkenny.
Of course, yeah.
He received the first gold medal. So it's the third and fourth ever medal for Ireland to get. So yeah, getting that news was probably one of the biggest, and finding out I was the first woman as well to get a medal at a championship was... It's pretty amazing. Brilliant news.
This is, I mean, a lot of people might be aware of the detail of the sport. This is whitewater kayaking, essentially, isn't it? In other words, it's very turbulent stuff.
It is, yeah. So, like, what a lot of people might be familiar with is the slalom event, which is in the Olympics, yes. Which is where you go down a whitewater course and you go around poles and it's timed, you know, and whoever gets down the fastest with the least amount of penalties or hits on the gate. The person that wins. So we were actually at the 2024 Paris Olympic course. So rather than using the entire course, we used like one section, and the water within that section, it's recirculating. So we use that water and the power of that water to do aerial tricks pretty much. So I think the best way to describe it is almost like, you know, gymnastics, and the way they do certain routines, and they use different instruments. But our instrument is water and our kayak. And exactly the same, we get scored based on the difficulty of the tricks, the amount of air that we get from our, like, within our boat, and we have 45 seconds to do that.
So it's choreographed, essentially, Aoife, is it?
It is, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So because there's so many variables as well, it's, you try to stick to a particular ride and a particular, we call it a ride, like a routine, it's called a ride. And we try to stick to that, but with the water, things can change sometimes. So you often have to adapt as well. So yeah, for me anyway, like with mine is, you know, I was actually able to even score higher, and I have done scored higher. But when you have that whole element of finals and the buzz and the rush and you're on a timer, It's an added element. It's an added challenge. So sometimes you don't hit that ride that you want it to hit.
Right. So it's speed as well as the choreography of the piece, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's both.
So exactly. So you want to get as many point scores within that 45 seconds.
Yes.
What can often happen is that, you know, it mightn't score. You know, there's definitions to each of these tricks within a rule book. It's similar to gymnastics. So if you're slightly off by an angle, or if you fall over a certain way, it might naturally be scored. Although it looks cool, it might not be scored, you know.
Isn't that very interesting?
So
certainly, even to watch it, you'd want to know the detail of the sport episode. How did you get involved in this? I mean, was there something in Clonmel that led you to this?
It was, actually, I swam for years in Clonmel, and I got into water polo in the Clonmel pool. My mum was like, oh my God, a team sport in water, 100% my kids need to be involved in this. So we competed in that for years. And Mick Butler, who's the manager actually in the pool, he got into kayaking himself And just one evening, I asked him, could I give it a go? So I learned how to roll, which is essentially where you fall over and you can bring it upright yourself. So I had that going into college at 18, 19. And NUI Galway is the best club, really, in the country. And I met some of the members of the club that September when I arrived to college. And they'd just come back from the European Championships in Bratislava. And I actually didn't know that there was an Irish team. And I was like, oh my God, I want to be able to do that. I want to get to that level. So I really set my eyes on that. And really about kind of four or five years ago, I set my goal. And I then joined my coach in 2019, Andrew Jackson from the UK. He's also Dave's coach, and he's numerous world champions in that. So once I started working with Jacko, it really just started to take off then. And yeah, that's kind of
amazing. And tell me about the kind of training you have to do to get to this level.
Yeah, so it's quite challenging, right? So you've got you've got your water training, and that's Galway is a hub for that. So we've got three of kind of the best features, they're called. So it's the features is what we use in the country. Two are tidal based. So it's where on high tides, when a high tide meets like a lower lake, it creates a feature through a set of bridges. And then the other one is Tuam, which is rain dependent, which only kind of comes in the winter time. So we need the river levels to rise. So in the winter, we train on in Tuam, and then we train on the tidal features then throughout the summer. But alongside that is there's a lot of strength, there's a lot of core awareness, and there's also a lot of like kind of flexibility and mobility to do it with it as well. So I'm actually in college here in Dublin with the Royal College of Surgeons, and I have a gym coach here, John, and we work a lot on kind of power techniques, but very explosive movements, because that's what you need. They're very explosive tricks.
Yes.
But then also with these incredible rotations that your body, you're trying to generate power pretty much out of some of the most unusual positions possible. So there's that, so kind of power training, then there's the water training, and then I run quite a bit because it's quite of cardio intensive as well. You know, even though it's 45 seconds, there's endurance in it when you have to do three of those 45-second rides. You know?
I'm just wrecked listening to you. I mean, that must dominate most of your life, does it?
It is. You know, it's funny. I met, I don't know if you know the Paralympian, Pat O'Leary.
I do,
Pat
O'Leary. Yes.
Pat was a lecturer of mine in Galway, and I met him once, and he said, you know, in life it's very hard to balance kind of more than three things. And like for me, it's very much... well, for him at the time, it was his he's a lecturer and a professor, and he trains, and then he's got a family. So I kind of adapted that model a bit, and I found whenever I tried to add in a fourth element, I'm always overwhelmed. So for me, it's very much my academics are a huge part. I'm in third year pharmacy now. My training is the other side, and then my family and I consider my friends my family as well.
Of course, but your life is full. Absolutely stuffed. Full.
It is quite incredible. Cool. Yeah.
So are you looking to Olympics at this point then? Are you looking to Paris?
So our sport is very much still a developing sport. So it was showcased in London.
Yes.
And it was meant to be showcased in Tokyo, but kind of with everything that happened, it wasn't showcased. So they've chosen a different discipline. So what happened was water sports put forward about four different disciplines. And they chose this other one. I don't know if you saw it I don't think it was in the Olympics. It's going to be in the next one. It's called border cross. So I think in future years, 100%, but you should see like the difference in our athletes from like this European Championships to, you know, the one 3 years ago. Like the standards and the development of the sport, it's unbelievable. There's new tricks. It's getting faster. You know, the points are going up. They're getting higher. So it's still very much an evolving sport, and maybe someday it will get there.
Because it's very televisual, isn't it? You know,
it is.
Yeah.
And people love it. You know, when you actually explain, you know, we family and friends that were very much following this one, and at first they were like, oh my God, what is this? I don't get it. These points are going up. I don't understand. So I just gave a basic understanding that, you know, this is my rise. This is what each of these scores account to. And then they could kind of figure out, okay, she scored that, she didn't score that. So it's actually not extremely difficult to understand.
Well, tell me this, Eva, is it a bit like boxing in that the adjudication is subjective in some way? Is that?
It, Very much so. So we have three judges, and then we've a head judge.
Mm.
So the judges judge, and they give what they believe to be the scores, and sometimes it can be varied. So on one of my results, you'd see like a 63.33, which would have meant that a judge scored something, and then maybe the other two didn't, or maybe two scored it, and then the third one didn't. But the head judge is there. He will guide them. If he says, well, no, that was actually scored, or he might go, well, why did you score that? And what was your understanding behind that? But it's like gymnastics, or, you know, figure skating as well.
Yes,
is quite similar.
Of course. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of how it is. And that role is still quite evolving. You know, there's new tricks added all the time. So, yeah, it
sounds really, really exciting. Have you ever tried the wild whitewater rafting? Have you tried that?
Yeah, so whitewater, as in, so I'm actually a whitewater kayaker as well.
Mm.
So that would be kind of considered more on the extreme side. So yeah, I've traveled like all over the world really to pursue that. Yes. And that was like something that I did.
Is it the United States? That's the mecca of that, is it?
No, like it depends on where. Like Norway is phenomenal.
Oh,
as
is
well.
It? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like Norway, I spent time up there. The Alps are phenomenal. And then kind of the East Coast or the West Coast of America is brilliant. So like I've been to like British Columbia and Washington on that side, but very different. All the rivers are very unique. And with that, what it is, it's different. So you approach a river, you know the distance, so you know where you put on and where you take off.
Mm.
And you, as a group, like literally navigate your way down the river with some beta, so you get some information off locals. Or you could be with a local and they'll tell you where to go, or you need to get out of your kayak and you need to review a rapid that's in front of you, and then you take it apart. So it's a different one. It's a challenge. There's constant safety. You have to have quite a large skill set. And there's very much the risk with that. You know,
right.
It isn't.
And is that a huge buzz? Is that a huge adrenaline?
Huge.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was seeking, like, I loved waterfalls for quite some time before I hurt my back, and like that rush or that excitement of that first time when you get out, right, and you look at this extremely complex and difficult rapid, and you get this excited energy, and then you put on above it. And when you get, so we call it the perfect line. So, you know, there's obviously places on the river that you don't want to go, and there's places you want to avoid. And when you nail that line, we call it, it is the most incredible feeling in the world, the rush, because you can never fight a river, and you can never go against the flow of a river. You always work with the river. You know, the river is always going to be more powerful than you. So it's working with the river and creating your line. And it's the same with the freestyle kayaking, is you have this powerful feature underneath you. There's no point in like trying to fight against it. You're not going to get anywhere with it.
So
you use it.
You, you,
yeah.
You explain it so eloquently. It's you have me here with the hairs on the back of my head standing up at this point. So do you get back to Clonmel much, Aoife? Do you get back home?
Not as much. I spent all of lockdown at home, which is really special, because I my sister and my mom, I didn't actually get to spend, you know, with traveling quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think it's see them as much as I'd like to. So I got to spend lockdown there, and it was great. The fish boxes in Clonmel, I'm not sure if you know, there was a Clonmel Fest in August, and that started last year. So I helped the local paddlers down there and just kind of helped out with that event, and it took off, and it was absolutely brilliant. So they have a feature down there. It's a set of fish boxes on the Weir.
Yes.
They're near the kind of Shore Island area, and it's perfect. It's very beginner friendly, and we ran like women development groups there, like girls who were terrified to even approach it, and then all of a sudden, like this year, are going for like the Irish, you know, trying out for the Irish team and things. So there's an incredible group of juniors there. Rory Kearney is from Clonmel. He actually is a junior, and he reached the semi-final out of the European Championship.
That's great.
Bavin Butler as well. So there's lots of juniors around there too. So,
well, Aoife, yeah, once again, a huge congratulations to you. We are so inspired by what you've told us this morning. And really
thank
great
so
to talk
much.
To you, Aoife. And we
thank
wish you the very best. We'll be following the career. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Fran.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank
bye-bye
you. Bye.
That's Aoife Hanrahan there, winning Ireland's first ever women's IFC freestyle kayak medal. So fair play to her indeed. We'll take a break, back in a moment.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.